St. John. Welcome again to another fun-filled episode of Rock O'Clock. I'm your host, Derek Wirtz, with the brand new co-host, Brian. What's your new name, Brian? You're on. You're rocking.
Am I? No.
Yes. Wrong mic, Derek.
Now you're rocking.
What's my new DJ name?
Yes.
Derek Squared.
D Squared. That's my... And Anthony's in the background.
That's our live studio audience.
Yes. So we're all here and we're having fun. And this is Rock O'Clock, in case you're just tuning in. There are multiple ways to listen. And if you're listening through the radio, then you know, of course, that this is Local 107.3 FM. You can also go to channel 949 on Rogers Cable or 824 on Alliant. You can listen through the website at localfm.ca. Just follow the links to listen live. And do that. If you have requests, 648-5925, or find me through Twitter or Facebook, Rock O'Clock.
Or come here and give Derek a hug.
Yes, hugs. Hugs are always welcome.
Oh, no.
Hugs. Aw, gee. Aw, gee whiz.
Are you all right after that one?
I am.
Survived.
Anthony's a hugger.
He loves his hugs.
He does. Oh, Anthony. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off the show with some music. First of all, from By Divine Right, from their 04 release, Hybrid TV, Genie. And after that, we have a vast selection of music in a pile to my right. But we're just going to play it by ear and talk about important issues. Brian's here, and he can lend some credibility to the show now.
That's right. That's all I ever do.
Brian's the cred. What do you bring to the table, Brian? Give us a brief rundown of for the listeners.
A face for radio.
A face for radio.
A hat for radio.
A hat. I have pants for radio. Between the two of us, we have the entire wardrobe.
There you go. Probably.
So, yeah, we'll just go pick out some music.
Here come some tunes.
Let's have some fun. Let's make this fun and real. Yeah.
Derek's going to dance.
Yep, always.
Thank you.
you sick. It's the sun you need and the sleek, sleek skeleton I hold. Where are the hidden folds? Where is the meat? What did you eat? Total void tells me stories. Sometimes they make me sorry. I need another. I need another. Sugar dumpling, muffin baby. This world is going crazy. I think I'm through listening to you. Bones, bones, brittle little bones. It's not the milk you seek, it's the sun you need. And the sleek, sleek skeleton I hold. Where are the hidden folds? Where is the meat? Did you eat? Gonna make some plans, wait and see. Turn it off, turn me on. Open your eyes, look around you. Fuck what you heard, you were lied to. Body part. Bones, bones, brittle little bones. It's not the milk you seek, it's the sun you need. And the sleek, sleek skeleton I hold. Where are the hidden folds? Where's the meat? Did you eat?
Leg. I've got a wooden leg, a wooden leg. Please have pizza. A heart of steel, a heart of steel, a heart of steel. I've got a heart of steel, a heart of steel. Please add garlic figures. Got a crotch of nails, a crotch of nails, of rusty nails. I've got a crotch of nails, a crotch of nails. Please have Pepsi.
Yum, yum. a dinosaur.
Ain't no school bus.
Ain't no school bus.
Ain't no streetcar.
Ain't no streetcar.
Ain't no subway car.
Ain't no subway car.
This is my dinosaur.
This is my dinosaur.
I want confirmation on my information on my transportation from the dinosaur.
She wants confirmation on his information on his transportation from the dinosaur.
On the Wellesley bus, and you can't go far on the college street car. You know the M Street train is a real pain, and the LRT, well that's not for me. Well, you can't have fun on the York U run, and the Austin Trolley is just a big folly. Well, I don't give a damn about the Bathurst tram, but I'll make a fuss about the Dynabus, cause I'm 77B on the TTC. Yeah, 77B on the TTC. Well, 77A, I guess it'll be
okay.
Station. I didn't scream or fuss. I didn't have lots of patience waiting for that bus. Dug deep down in my pockets to try and find some coin, but much to my chagrin, all I found was my groin.
Hey! Bus,
bus, bus, bus, bus, bus,
bus, bus, bus,
bus, bus,
bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus,
bus, bus, bus, bus,
bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus, bus,
everybody. We're back and having adventures. Brian and I doing stuff, listening to music, hanging out in the booth. This is the Rock O'Clock, and I'm Derek Wirtz. And we're on every Monday from 1 o'clock until 2:30 on local FM, 107.3 FM. And to my immediate left is Brian Cleveland. And we still haven't figured a DJ name yet, Brian. That's something that's...
What's your DJ name?
I don't know.
Since when did DJs have DJ names?
I don't know. I thought it'd be cool. And I'm grandfathered in. I'm Derek, and I don't need one.
Can you be DJ grandfather?
DJ breakdancing grandpa?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm not a grandfather.
I'm going to stick with that one. I like it.
That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, sure it does.
DJ breakdancing grandpa?
You're going to have your face in the back of a bus.
I think so. That'd be great. I think... I often wonder, you can buy advertising. You can do whatever you want if you have the money. And you just
probably.
I can just buy an ad and put a picture of myself and have no words, just me sitting there eating a sandwich. I think that would be so great.
If you're independently wealthy, yeah.
I would. That's one of my schemes.
You should get a full bus wrap.
Yeah.
And just, it's you laying down across the whole bus.
Just me. Like, have it all white, make the whole bus entirely white, pristine. Whiteness, and then just have me just kind of standing in the back, sort of, you know, texting or something, or like eating a sandwich or riding a bike.
And then you can say, every day you ride the bus with Derek.
Riding the bus. Well, I don't want to go that clever. I just wanted to be just people think, what? Who is that guy? Why did he buy a whole bus wrap? And why is he just sitting there?
You just want people to question your decision.
Or just have me hanging onto the back of the bus. I don't know. There's many things you could do. But my point is, if you had a lot of money, you could do terrible things like that. It'd be great. That's one of the benefits to being independently wealthy, I think. I would think, anyway. Also, being a humanitarian, that helps too. But as a little bit of fun, you know, being a humanitarian is your dinner, but doing this is kind of like the really terrible dessert that you eat that everyone hates you for, I think. Yeah. So what did we listen to so far?
I don't know, but you do.
I have the clipboard way over here.
I sort of
here.
Know.
Way?
There was a pizza song.
Oh, and I'm dropping things, and my arms aren't long enough. One day, when I'm a millionaire, I will engineer super long arms for Kemp's radio DJs. We heard the Spadina Bus from the Shuffle Demons. Prior to that, we heard Pizza Song from Reagan's Reagan's from their latest new album. Also, Don't Call Me Whitney Bobby from Islands. We heard Psychic Radio by Divine Right. And that's all we heard so far. Some shorties but goodies. Coming up now, we have a band, or a guy with a band, Chad Van Galen, with his 09 Diaper Island release. This one is called Burning Photographs, and they're from Calgary.
I think that's my favorite album with a really bad album name.
What? You don't like the Diaper Island?
I just don't know what it means.
Well, you just came from Calgary, so you were at a thing.
Is that a Calgary reference? Do they have a Diaper Island there?
Well, there's this island off sort of this undeveloped swath of land that's more like... You can get to it, you can walk to it, but it's technically an island, but there's little headways onto it. And it's just where all the ne'er-do-wells and the criminal element and people go to this wooded island to do drugs and do all kinds of untoward things. And there's a lot of pollution and garbage, and people call it Diaper Island.
Oh, it all makes so much more sense now. I just thought that it was a really weird album name.
It's just like this gross... It's like a polluted nature thing, and there's developers trying to develop that island, and people for a while were saying, no, don't develop it because it's nature. But people are saying, what kind of nature is it?
It's a poor example of human nature.
There's like a bunch of people living there kind of and, you know, doing all kinds of bad stuff. Like, is gentrification or whatever, is it really bad to develop it in a positive way? I don't know. That's the debate.
Well, that's interesting.
That was the debate 2 years ago anyway. When this, in 2009. Who knows? But we're going to hear a song from that. And then to the pile on my right, we have some music from Pink Mountaintops, maybe Great Lake Swimmers, maybe The Unintended. And in Brian's pile...
have New Hooded Fang record, their third record. It's called Graves, but it has a Z.
Like, whoa.
Because that's just how it is.
On the front or the back?
On the front, it says Graves. Oh, on the back. Sorry. I wish it should be on both ends.
I thought maybe the Z was silent.
But
like
then they
Z.
Have a song that's called Graves on the record, and it doesn't have a Z. So very confusing.
I thought maybe like Z-G-R-A-B-E-S.
The debut record from Reversing Falls came out, their self-titled debut. Just recently came out. That has a few St. Johners on it.
Whoa.
It's a pretty cool record. Have the We Are Wolves record. And other things.
Good stuff.
A.A. Wallace has his debut solo record out of electronic stuff. It's a guy from Aaron that used to be in the Sleepless Nights.
Indeed.
Now he has like an electronic project. It's pretty cool. It's got some dance tunes on it.
Are they still a band, Sleepless Nights?
I don't think so.
I think they shut her down basically a few years ago. Oh, well. So anyway, here's some more music from Chad Van Galen and so on and so forth. Stay tuned. Requests. I'm going to turn the ringer on right now. Here's what I'll do. I'll turn up so loud, it'll make our ears bleed.
Ow!
Here we go. Call in if you want to hear us cry.
Time now for the perfect pass you by when you're living in a basement. Days slip away. We'll be right back.
That was The Claps from The Unintended. Before that, we heard Teenage Time Bomb from The Achmonix and Ode to Subterranea from Hooded Fang. Starting off that set was Burning Photographs from Chad Van Galen. And you're back live in the studio looking at the beautiful blue sky.
What a nice day.
It's picturesque. Very picturesque. And there's a bird. No, that's a leaf. This is the live action kind of thing happening here. I thought we were about to witness something terrible. I thought a bird was coming towards the window, but it was a leaf. So there's the drama over with for another day. What's new with you, Brian? Tell us a story about yourself. Or not. Doesn't matter. You don't have to do that.
Can I make up a story?
Yes, that's probably preferable.
Well, today I came in this morning. Yeah. And there was a mummy here, and I fought it.
You fought it with a sword? Was there a sword?
Yeah, there's three swords.
And if you chose, why did you pick the sword that you chose?
Well, there was a normal sword, a flaming sword, and an ice sword. Clearly, the flaming sword is the best option against a mummy.
I might disagree there, because it could burn you, too.
Maybe. Yeah, I won.
I suppose.
That's a story for today.
That's a good story.
You tell me a story, dear.
I can't top that one. Well, today I came in dressed like a mummy. Brian beat me up with a flaming sword. It was terrible.
Derek was in the outpatient.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're dressed like a mummy, if you're in the burn ward and you're already wrapped with bandages, they tend to
favor you. They felt like you didn't need... need any care.
He's got bandages already. So
he's been cared for.
That's the way it works. Oh man, what's next on the agenda?
Well, we're gonna hear from Reversing Falls from their self-titled debut record that just came out. Maybe it's not even out for real yet. I think it might be. We got it. They gave it to us as a nice gift.
This is an exclusive sneak peek.
Maybe, I don't recall.
It's good to know that we appreciate
I just can't remember if this is out or not yet, but if it is out, you should go get it. And we're gonna hear a track called Money Cake.
It's probably unofficially out.
I think it's out for real. I think you can purchase it.
I think if you went to a Reversing Falls show in Montreal and they'd probably sell this to you, but
no doubt.
Well, here it is, some more music for you. Stay tuned.
Crumbling, your honeymoon, it's over. I guess you've really